And good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. Today, we are blessed with having Amy Clear, who, well, we're going to chat about everything that you do. But welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
And when you get an opportunity, when she says more than thank you, you'll hear that she has a little bit of an Irish accent, which is really cool because I always love that. So, Amy, tell us how you got to where you are right now.
Well, the road is long, but to where I am now is, right now I teach classes in spiritual development and I do personal readings and group readings for people. I tend to stick on a more spiritual basis, even though the physical does come in, but it's about helping people in their lives reach the point that they're having trouble with. And I do group healings, and I've been writing some books. So I'm currently writing 3 books, the first of which will be going to the publishers next month.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's a book of spiritual quotes, and if I ever get the preface down, I'll send it in. And the second book is just a collaboration of all the readings I've done and a bio about my life and how I got to where I am. And a third is in the works. It hasn't been delivered from spirit yet, but it is in the process. And it is entitled 12 Elements of Being, that we are made up of 12 elements in this physical state. And these 12 elements are the challenge that we face in this life.
Nice. Okay, so that's where you are now. What started you to get there?
I grew up surrounded by card readers. They run in my family, and almost everybody within my family has an ability. But I don't believe that, you know, you have to come from a family in order to do that. I believe everybody is born that way. You're just born connected. And I did readings. I think I did the first one for a friend when I was 12.
Wow.
12 or 13. And threw some cards down. And I started off with playing deck cards, which most people in my family do.
Oh, okay.
And that was it. I saw spirits and celestial beings, but not continuously throughout my life. It was at random events. And I've always had precog, so I've known certain events before they happened. Unfortunately for my husband, I knew I was going to marry him.
Was that unfortunate?
He says it is today.
Oh, really? Brian.
We're Irish. You have to have a sense of humor. So, yeah, you know, I've always been able to... it's just an intuition. It's just within us, you know. Mm-hmm. You'll see certain things, know certain things. And after my second child, I had postpartum after each. But after the second, I had a really severe bout, and I went to hospital. I was diagnosed with bipolar, and I'm going to write about that in one of my books. And after a while, I think the second day I got out of hospital, I got a phone call, and my brother, who's 19 at the time, was dying in hospital. So I had to fly to Ireland, and we buried him, and I came back, and almost within 2 days, I saw a spirit of my husband's grandfather. Not quite sure what I can't remember now. I'm on the spot. Yeah. But I hadn't seen a spirit in a long time, you know. But I wasn't fazed at all. And then since then, it's been a wild ride, you know. Angels, celestial beings. I get a lot of channeled information. I journal daily. I spend 4 hours writing every day, actually. And I just teach people the things that I've become aware of. And that's basically it, you know. Because at this moment, there's 6.7 billion beings on this planet. There's only one message, but there's 6.7 billion perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is you're giving through your life experience, your perspective of what it is that you become aware of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's certain elements. We all have the same elements within us. So we're going to have similarities. But how you view it, your perception of your own life experience is what you funnel out into your words and so on. The concept of books.
So what do you think that message is, that we that there is only one?
That we are not limited to what we believe we are. That we are far greater than we can ever imagine. We have boundless potential, and yet we perceive ourselves to be quite grounded and small. Even though we're the top of the food chain, we're actually very limited in our concept and our beliefs. And we believe that we can only go to work, and we can only drive cars, and we have to stay underground unless we have a parachute. Who says, you know? It's our mind. We're made up of two parts, a physical body that keeps us here, and a spiritual being that guides us while we're here. And it's that spiritual that we need to become aware of. And it's through your spiritual, which is where you open your own awareness. But nobody can take you there. Nobody can get you there. And the only thing that can get you there, which is where happiness resides, is finding the serenity and peace within inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your own awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about seeing visions of winning the lotto or anything like that. They're all just, I guess, candy. But it's the peace that you're seeking, right? Most mm-hmm. people want to find a harmony in their lives while they live this physical existence. And you can have that if you learn to breathe.
Mm. Breath, yes. Mm-hmm. A very important aspect of getting to that quiet place, or getting to your connection.
Yeah. And people think that they have to do meditation. It has to be regimented. It's not. It's simply about, in a moment of stress, stopping, breathing, and finding that peace. And allow it just to drain from you. But even spiritual people get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a common misconception as well, is that just because you channel information, you must be on this plane somewhere where things don't bother you. That's not true. Unless you're a Buddhist monk and you have everything is taken care of and you don't have a worry in the world, and you're sitting in a cave on your own for years on end, and you don't have the stress of daily life, well, then you're going to come up against frustration.
And I think, you know, that's the beauty of this particular incarnation at this particular time, is that it's really about us, you know, no longer being, you know, the monk on a hilltop in a cave, you know, mm-hmm. separated. It's about learning to be that here now, in the middle of a metropolis city or mm-hmm. wherever it is that you live, but to be the teacher, not just to be, you know, off on a mountain somewhere. And
what good is that experience? We've already been there,
done that. Yeah, absolutely.
We are evolving, even though we think we're not. Mm-hmm. Technology is evolving only to keep up with our own awareness on this planet,
mm-hmm.
which is our challenge, and we'll constantly evolve to challenge ourselves as beings. Until the point of where we've learned a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson is, no matter how much physical torment or torture you put yourself through, you have to find that presence, that awareness in yourself, in order to find a peace to almost glide through life.
Yeah. Okay, so right before we started, we were chatting a little bit about, you know, how things have changed, how your readings have changed, or let's say how the people coming to your readings have changed.
Yeah, it's amazing, is that it used to be 20 and 30 year olds just coming, I want to know when I'm getting my Ferrari or my car, very physical, grounded questions.
When and am I going to win $1 million?
You know, I don't get asked that too much now.
No.
And nowadays, it's more about people in their 40s, 50s and 60s who are opening up, becoming aware, and the questions they ask never stop surprising me, is that I know there's more. What is it? how do I get there? How do I achieve this? You know, they're very self-orientated awareness questions based on interaction with people as well. It used to be a lot of information about, you know, she did this to me, he said that to me, and people were grounded with their beliefs and their anger about certain things. And now it's more, how do I communicate with people? How can I best serve my being, my presence, in order to find a happiness running through my life, but learning to interact and cope with other people if they're not ready to open up and become aware as well. Mm-hmm. So very complete shift in the age group as well as the line of questioning.
Mm-hmm.
So which is fantastic, because I like to focus on spiritual growth mm-hmm. for people.
Right. And I think, you know, with a lot of the media, certainly when Oprah and Eckhart Tolle did the webcasts on, you know, A New Earth, it sort of brought in awareness, certainly about ego and about fears. Mm-hmm. And so I think there has been a huge shift that people are going through that. Why don't we talk a little bit about, you know, our emotions and our fears? And
okay. There's the element of fear, which is one of the elements we're born with. The fear exists, it's a counterbalance to love. And fear exists as a test or a challenge to us in this physical life. And although we want to get everything we want to get, you can't have that, otherwise you wouldn't undergo the process of why you're here, which is the challenge. The emotion of fear is the biggest, in my opinion, challenge that we faced, because there are so many feelings stemmed off from that fear. Anger, frustration, you know, all those ones that we don't like to invite to us, but they are going to be part of our lives, whether we like it or not. And doesn't matter how much you try to resist, it'll find a way to get to you, so that you're challenged in this life. And your reward is the opposite. So if you overcome an obstacle of fear, then you get rewarded with the emotion of love and the feelings that stem from that. So in my opinion, that's what fear exists. It is our test, our challenge, and we're rewarded by the opposite mm-hmm. counterbalance of mm-hmm. love.
So it's almost like, and you know, a lot of people have been talking lately about karma, and some people say it exists, sometimes people say it doesn't, but from what you're saying, a lot of what it sounds like is, you know, we come in this life, in this third dimensional planet, mm-hmm. you know, with fears, and fears are kind of the issues we chose to work through, and they're part of our karma that once we release and let go of, we move forward.
Well, I believe that we're born with 12 elements.
Okay.
And one of the element is emotion. And it is a combination of all the 12 that actually are the greatest challenge to us in this physical state. But for me, my belief is that it's the fear that actually gives us the most
bang for the buck.
Yeah, basically. And then the opposite, which is the love, that gives, you know, gives us that little shoulder to cry on and mm-hmm. say, it's okay, you got through it. But a lot of people run from their fear, and they don't face it. And I recently came up because somebody asked me about the law of attraction. But personally, I don't read books. I don't read spiritual books, because I want to write what comes from within me.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to stay away from spiritual books unless I'm drawn to a certain author, a certain page, and I know I get the information right there and then. But the law of attraction is basically, a lot of people feel that if they put the thought out there, it'll come to them. Not necessarily the case, because you have to do the work in order to get it. And I'm always asked, what is that work? And it's simply this, that every person that you meet, brush by, or that comes into your life is an opportunity for you. So it is entirely up to you whether you seize that opportunity and let it go or invite it to you. I usually get people to make a list of things that they're looking for. Like for me, a website, you know, information pertaining to my life, things that I need. And if I meet somebody, I'll talk about those things. And lo and behold, nine times out of 10, the person will say, I can do that, or I know somebody else that can do it. So you have to seize every person as an opportunity. And if they look at you as an opportunity, then what we're doing is we're doing exactly what we need to do. We're interacting with each other in order to get what it is that we need in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Have I gone slightly off the subject?
No, not at all. Not at all. I want to ask you about the other 12 elements, but let's talk about timing.
Timing is crucial. As I said, people run from their fear, and they do that because they're not ready. Often if somebody, you know, we've seen it many times, like people say, I'm ready to hear, or I'm ready to see spirits, or I'm ready to do this. And I do a little technique in class where I get people all to close their eyes. And the people who want to be mediums the most, what I say is that, you know, there's spirits here now. And if I touch you, I'm transferring some type of energy. So when you open your eye, you'll be able to see the spirit standing before you. But remember, and then I'll go on about spirits, you know, that sometimes they don't appear the way you want them to appear. They can be children, men, women. They can be touching you. They can be talking to you. And I would picture that you're going home with them. And then you bring them home with you. And everywhere you go, they're in the car, they're in shops. You never get away from them. So do you really want them? And they think about it for a while. And I see them ponder and they go, yeah. So everybody closes their eyes. And then I touch one or two people who have really like come to me. I want to learn how to do this. And you should see them jump. And then they won't open their eyes because they're terrified, because they're waiting to see a spirit in front of them. And after the exercise, I say, it's fear. Fear is the only thing that stops you from seeing angels, from seeing loved ones, from seeing spirit guides and celestial beings. If you haven't seen them to date, then you're just too fearful of seeing them. It's your own fear that you have to overcome.
Hmm.
And if you can overcome that fear, then, you know, you'll see everything that it is that you want to see.
Right. And so is it our impatience with regards to timing that we're wanting it to be a certain way, or?
I think we've become, I want it. And really, it doesn't matter. Spirit, there's a quote in the book is, it doesn't matter what you want. You'll only get what it is that you need in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. You could tell yourself, we're very good liars. You know, we lie to ourselves. No, I'm not afraid. No, I'm not afraid. And you go outside and you're terrified. And that external, that's basically on the external. But if you look deep inside, you know you're afraid. And that fear you have to overcome. You have to get to a place where you can walk down into a basement or a really dark house in the dark on your own. And it doesn't matter who's there or what's there. If you can do that, then you know you've conquered your fear.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to spirit. But fear exists in everything. Every aspect of our lives, there's fear. So can we overcome it all? No, we're not designed to overcome it all. If you're living and partaking in this life, then you'll always have fear. If you overcome your fear to do something today and then you have to do it next week, you may have the exact same fear that will come next week. But the challenge is to continuously challenge your fear and not let the fear overcome you. And then you get the reward, which is, you know, I did it.
What about our beliefs?
What happens is that with a belief, for me personally, I try not to believe in anything. And I do that for a reason, which is to remain completely open so that I evolve constantly in my own understanding, my own awareness. And if you believe that there are angels, then you believe that there are angels. If you believe that there are no angels, it doesn't matter what anybody says, you believe there are no angels. But if you're grounded in your belief, then you narrow your perception or your own evolution of what may exist. Something else that just come to mind is that I had a quote there a while ago, because there was a lot of people saying, you know, I believe in this, and she said there's not, so I want you to tell me, is there or is there not? And really, there is no truth. There's only what you're able to understand in any given moment. So there's no right answers. There's no wrong answers. If something doesn't sit with you, then you're just not ready to understand that concept. And so you just move forward.
So how do we let go of our beliefs, or how do we shift our beliefs or change them?
Open-minded concept. And I think that we need to constantly be aware of who we are, which a lot of people don't know who they are. They don't want to spend time on the inside to find out how they feel, why they feel what they feel, and then trying to come to terms with that. So we don't spend enough time inside. But if you do, then what happens is that you unravel slowly emotions and fear and the reason why you're not doing it, the reason why you're not moving forward. And then once you do that, then you remain open with your beliefs. I see angels, but do I believe they exist? Well, I don't know if I do or I don't. I see loved ones. Do I believe that they exist? I don't know. I see them. Does that make it real? If there's a lot of people that say that we don't exist, and if we don't exist, if we don't exist, then how can anything we see exist as well? So there's no right or wrong, and nobody's 100% right and accurate. It is only their perspective of their own reality. And that's why we should be open to everybody, because not everybody sees what you do. Not everybody sees what I do. But if somebody tells me they see a spirit inside them, or they see a loved one, then who am I to argue with them? You know, can't we be open to everybody? What you see is what you believe in. I'm fascinated. I love to hear people tell me all the things that they see. And some experiences I'll have experienced for myself, and some, because I believe through the conversations that we have, the words that we're speaking to each other are messages to each other. So we're receiving messages. If I've had a question for an extended period of time and then I speak to somebody, they give me an example of something, I'll take that whole conversation and I'll say, where's my message in there? There's a message in there for me, because we didn't have a conversation for nothing. So every word that I speak to somebody, they get a message from. But there's also a message to myself from every word that I speak to somebody. So I analyze everything and find the message. People say that might get confusing. Well, not really, because, you know, we do it on an unconscious level anyway. Sure. But then we hide from the fact or message that we've gotten. And we say we're not ready to deal with that. So we ignore it and put it to the side. So you're already getting it. And that's what intuition is. Every single person's born alive. You're intuitive. You have the ability to astral travel, to do channeling, to see spirits, to see angels, celestial beings, whatever it is that we are possibly capable of seeing, understanding and hearing in this reality. Every single person alive has that ability. It's only a matter of time.
And however we intuit our information, whether we see or feel or hear or taste or smell or, you know, whatever sense is our predominant sense.
Only the ones that you are aware of are the ones that you're comfortable with. And the ones that are not present, you haven't gotten to that point. And it's the same, like people in their 40s and 50s who've never seen a spirit consciously, as far as they're concerned, they've never seen a spirit, wake up one day and their spirit's standing in around the room. They've had no development classes. So how could they be mediums? One day they conquered their fear and they were ready to learn the lesson that was invited forward from actually seeing them. And now they'll learn new lessons from actually seeing the spirits and all the emotions that bring forward and try them and test them. So we're all capable of everything. Every single person is clairvoyant and all the clairs. It's just that you've chosen the ones that you can do, and you've decided that you're okay with those and you're comfortable with them and you're not ready for the rest, or that you've tried them and you just prefer these ones. But that's simply it. Every single person can do it.
Well, I know that as I developed my clairsentient ability, it allowed all of the other ones to come online, but it's still different. It's different, and predominantly it comes through one sense more than others.
But again, it's mm-hmm. only what you're able to. Mm-hmm. If we are born connected, and usually every psychic will say that every single person's intuitive, well, then you can't be a little bit intuitive. You just have to be intuitive. Mm-hmm. As to how open you are is depending on your timing, your beliefs, and your emotion of fear.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Inviting change.
Change goes where it's welcomed, basically. And this will coincide with all the other ones of timing and fear, is that unless you're ready, then you won't. For me, I wanted to lose weight after the birth of my second child. And as much as I wanted to lose weight, I kept eating more.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I woke up and I said, that's it. And I lost 20 pounds. Why? Because I was just ready. So it coincides with time, but you have to want to change. And you have to truly want it on the inside, not just the outside, for external reasons. I believe that every single thing that we go through in this life is a lesson to us. We don't have to stay in the lesson for a long period of time. You just have to understand what the lesson is, and then you'll emerge from it. So if it's weight gain, then you'll be heavy until the point where you understand that you don't need to be heavy anymore, and you'll emerge from that. And financial stress and strain, you will put yourself in there because it's on you that can get yourself in there. And people say, no, he put me in there. No, you allowed him to put you in there. It's always your choice. So even that, you'll stay in financial distress until you reach a point where you're ready to change. And then once the change comes, you seize the opportunity, which is every other person on this planet.
Mm-hmm. The purpose of our existence.
A quick drink.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of our existence is the experience of your life. It's plain and simple. A lot of people, you know, to wake up, what's it all for? I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of doing this. I'm sick of doing that. You're here to experience the life that you're living. And it is simply your choice to have the life that you have, because you have choice. And today you can choose not to be unhappy or to be happy. Today you can choose to end a relationship and move forward. Today you can choose to quit a job and move forward. We all have choice, and yet we perceive we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this reality, like the grounded, you know, urban chaos that we live in, we think that we're subject to the environment or the pressures of society and stuff, and we're simply not. Is that we have to get past that and understand that happiness really does not equate to the amount of money that you have. It doesn't. Happiness, nobody can give it to you. You have to obtain it yourself. And how you obtain it is the journey of self-discovery, which is inside you. You have to know who you are and what makes you tick, and make a commitment to yourself that happiness, not only generally, or I'll be happy when I get there, or I'll be happy when I get my big house. Happiness is achieved every day, every minute of every day. Ask yourself constantly to breathe and become aware that you're alive and you have choices, and that it's good to be you.
And we have limitless possibilities.
Boundless potential. As beings, not only, you know, the opportunities that we can, you know, gain in this lifetime. Not everybody wants to be a millionaire, and not everybody wants to be a rock star. So there is room for everybody to be successful, their own success, whatever that is to them. You're only bound by the limits that you perceive life before you. So if you perceive there's none, then you'll be boundless, which means that you create your own success, your own happiness, your own state of being, you know. But as beings, we can do far more than what we perceive. I believe that as beings in the grounded, that our spiritual selves, our spiritual beings, are far more superior than this physical body. And so we can actually, it's the mind that controls the body, not the body that controls the mind. So we can actually levitate, you know, bend spoons, turn lights on and off at will. And I believe we do it all the time. So we have massive potential, you know, but we perceive that we can't do those things because our beliefs tell us that we can't. Who came up with that belief?
And why did we accept it?
Exactly.
Well, Amy, it's been a great pleasure. I enjoyed this very much.
Thank you.
I hope to have you back. And do you want to tell people how they can get a hold of you? I know that your website's not up yet, but you do have a name and we'll put that on the website. So when it's ready, it will be there. But for now.
Okay. Phone 905-320-9340 and email unitedhealing@yahoo.ca.
Okay. Well, again, a great pleasure. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, Laurie.